On Sunday, the New England Patriots will visit the Kansas City Chiefs for the AFC Championship, and a trip to Super Bowl 53 is on the line. The Chiefs made national headlines this season because they had the NFL's top-ranked offense and because they cut star running back Kareem Hunt after a video surfaced of him physically assaulting a woman. The incident was another example of how the NFL struggles to deal with players who commit violence against women. As football fans gear up for this weekend's big games, WBUR's Shira Springer takes another look at the issue.
This is what the NFL wants you to focus on when it's time to talk about the league and its players.
Brady on the quick slant, and he's got his man for the first down. That is Edelman to the 15-yard line. Still going. Touchdown.
Tyreek Hill makes the catch. We've seen it all year long. First down.
Michael Thomas doing it all, and New Orleans takes the lead.
Not this.
The Kansas City Chiefs released star running back Kareem Hunt after this video surfaced that appears to show him shoving and kicking a woman. Now it comes.
Reuben Foster was arrested three times in 2018, twice for domestic violence, right? He went on.
New body cam video released by Santa Clara police show a previously undisclosed domestic disturbance involving former 49er Reuben Foster and his girlfriend. As
KTVU Chronicle. This season, the NFL faced renewed scrutiny for how it handles violence against women. One case involved linebacker Reuben Foster. He was arrested on a domestic violence charge in late November, released by the San Francisco 49ers, then claimed by the Washington Redskins. The other case involved Kansas City's Kareem Hunt. Days after Foster's arrest, TMZ released video of Hunt shoving and kicking a woman outside his hotel residence in Cleveland. The incident happened 9 months earlier, in February. And both the Chiefs and the NFL knew about it back then.
How did TMZ get a hold of something the league and the Chiefs were not able to?
Well, Kenny, you could have asked the same question during the Ray Rice situation. How did TMZ get the Ray Rice video that the NFL couldn't after months?
The ESPN broadcasters are referring to the 2014 elevator video where former NFL running back Ray Rice was caught punching his then-fiance.
There's no question that domestic violence is treated differently within the NFL than it was before the Ray Rice video.
That's Kim Gandy. She's president of the National Network to End Domestic Violence. The Ray Rice video and the public outcry that followed forced the NFL and its teams to re-examine how they handled domestic violence.
Reuben Foster probably wouldn't have been released by the 49ers. Kareem Hunt probably would not have been released by the Chiefs.
Kareem Hunt was cut by the Chiefs, and like Foster, he's on the commissioner's exempt list. That means he can't sign with a team until the league hands down a suspension and reinstates him. But earlier this week, the Chicago Bears intimated they'd be open to pursuing Hunt. For women working to prevent domestic violence, the headlines made by NFL players present a double-edged sword.
The more coverage we have around domestic violence, the more we're putting domestic violence in the forefront of people's minds. So that's the good part.
That's Jessica Braden. She's CEO of Respond, a Somerville-based domestic violence agency. She's also a football fan who got married in a Tom Brady jersey.
The hard part about some of this coverage is it really opens up domestic violence cases to be weighed in the court of public opinion.
And the NFL is eager to influence public opinion. In the wake of the Hunt video release, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell praised the way the league handled the situation.
I think what we're doing as a league is extraordinary. We have, I think, some of the highest standards of any organization. We take this seriously. We have zero tolerance for violence against women. And as a league, I think we've responded very quickly.
That's not the view shared by many outside the NFL. There are plenty of cases where it appears teams care more about winning than about employing players who commit acts of domestic violence. Case in point, wide receiver Tyreek Hill still plays for the Chiefs. Hill pleaded guilty to strangling and punching his pregnant girlfriend in college. He was thrown off Oklahoma State's football team. In the 2016 draft, the Chiefs selected him in the fifth round. Gandy says that sends a message, too.
There is an impact on victims all over the country who are watching these things play out and recognizing, sympathizing with the victims in those cases and even being re-traumatized by seeing these videos on television makes me feel hopeless.
For Caitlin Murphy, high-profile cases can be triggering, taking her back to the physical and emotional abuse she endured, to the time her ex strangled her and broke her leg, to the fear that no one would believe her. Murphy says when she hears about NFL players committing violence against women,
it makes me feel scared for my daughter. It makes me feel scared for my friends that I now know that are trying to get out of situations.
And while Commissioner Goodell talks about a zero-tolerance policy, that's not something Gandy wants to see.
We were very clear when we talked with the NFL early on that zero-tolerance is really not the best policy. You want to do a full investigation. You want to understand what happened. You want there to be consequences. But if the consequences are earth-shattering, then that will make victims even less likely to report. You know, if you talk to victims of domestic violence, for the most part, they don't say, I want him to lose his job. They say, I want him to stop hitting me.
Gandy, Braden, and others committed to domestic violence prevention know that public opinion will continue to influence league policy.
Do they care about domestic violence? They care about the public response to domestic violence, and they care about the impact on them and their ability to make money as an organization.
And the NFL knows that domestic violence can affect their bottom line.
But I'll take that. If they're going to take domestic violence seriously because it means that they have to do that in order to make money, then it's good for victims and it's good for survivors.
That's a win for all the domestic violence cases we don't hear about. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.